There are 171,000 words, more actually, in the English language. It is not possible to know them all. And my favorite thing, because it happens so rarely, is I have two words this week that were said that I didn't know what they meant. Two words. Now, you decide whether or not your vocabulary is better than mine, and it probably is. Arils. The things inside a pomegranate that you eat, the juicy parts of a pomegranate, are arils. Pomegranate arils. That's a new one. And then the state bird of Alaska is the Partmegian. The Partmegian. I gotta figure out how to say it. Partmegian. That's the kind of bird. And I had never heard that word before either. Isn't it fun to learn new things? Welcome back, Newman the Podcast, from the studio. We built the studio. I did a guest spot on Ice Cream Social about 2 months ago, and their studio, that I said, you know what, this is what's holding me back, is I don't have one of these. So now we're in the studio. Swing on over to Newman the Podcast, at Newman the Podcast on Instagram, and check out the live shows that we're doing from the studio. So, hey, I'm so glad you're here. We're going to be together for the next, you know, half hour, because that's what we do here. And I just want to say thank you for showing up, for showing out, and showing me that Newman the Podcast has the best dang listeners this side of the Mississippi. The old birthday's coming up. Oh yeah, the old man's gonna blow out some candles. What I always say is that your birthday astronomically means nothing. The Earth is in the approximate place in its orbit to when you were born. But not even really that close by Earth measurement standards. So what does it mean? I mean, if you're waiting on a driver's license or to drink alcohol or rent a car, you know, 16, 21, 25. But it means nothing. Now, my birthday does, unlike your common birthday, my birthday does mean something. The northernmost part of the United States is Point Barrow, Alaska, inhabited part. Point Barrow, Alaska has had 67 days without the sunrise. It has been dark in Point Barrow for 67 days. My birthday is the day that the sun finally breaks over the horizon and natural light floods into Point Barrow. My birthday. I'm not saying the world was plunged into darkness before I was born, but like 500 people in Point Barrow, Alaska would tell you that. Think about that. Am I bringing sunshine into your day? There's sunshine in my heart. Shut up. So to anyone listening above the Arctic Circle, happy birthday to me. And happy sunrise to you. There's a bald eagle. Well, there's a couple bald eagles on the other side of the lake from where I live. And people on our nosy neighbor board have been posting lots of pictures, and this thing is majestic. And way bigger than you think they are. My question is, how come he never comes down to this side of the lake? Like, why does he stay over there? It's more secluded back here. Maybe he doesn't care about seclusion. I would put out the kind of food he likes, but I don't think he likes birdseed, right? I think he's a carnivore. I just want a great raptor to fly by the window of this studio, because now I have a view of the trees and I've got a view of the water while I'm talking to you. And it'd be nice if a bald eagle would come by once in a while. I'm not asking for him. Just fly. You're flying anyway. Why don't you fly down here? What's the range of a bald eagle? I need a Google. I need a Hey Google down here. Just come down here, eagle. I want to be your friend. Fine, be that way, bird. Ooh, check a voicemail.
Good afternoon, Newman the podcast. Curtis back. As I'm watching WrestleMania 17, I had a couple topics I wanted to ask you. I was going through your wiki page of history, and it said that you were known as the Total Package. How did you get that nickname? Second question. Who is your favorite Toronto Maple Leaf of all time? And third, what is your favorite Iron Maiden song? Up the Irons Forever.
You know, that's a lot. There's a lot in there. You know, nicknames, you can't really give yourself a nickname. Like, call me T-Bones. I am the Total Package, Nick Newman. Nicholas Newman. As I got older, I will answer to Nick, and I'm fine with Nick. I don't care. It's not a dead name. But as I got older, I switched to Nicholas when I write my name and when I introduce myself. And some people don't like that. They just hate my name. And I'll introduce myself to a stranger or anything, and I'll say, oh, my name's Nicholas. Okay, Nick. Like, it's not that hard to say my name, right? And then some people disregard my name altogether and call me Newman, which is fine. That's my name. Don't wear it out, Pee Wee Herman would say. But nicknames, yeah. I am the Total Package from head to toe, my friend. I got other nicknames too. In addition, like on the other side of the coin, I was also Glassjaw because, buddy, if I get hit on the button, it is curtains. It is lights out. I can't. I don't have a good jaw, and if I get punched on the button, it's Betty by time. So, you know, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both. Your other question, my favorite Toronto Maple Leafs player. Here in the studio, I have autographed Chris Chelios and Jeremy Roenick jerseys on the wall, which is funny because, I mean, I like the Blackhawks, and I really like those two players, but by no stretch of the imagination are they my favorite players. My favorite Toronto Maple Leaf... My heart wants to tell you that wants to say Ty Domi, but you and I both know that's not the answer. It's a young Swede, number 13, Matt Sundin. It's Matt Sundin, number 13 from when I was a kid. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch. My favorite Iron Maiden song, I'm not a metal guy. One time I got a Bazooka Joe rapper, and then they tried to introduce a new character to the Bazooka Joe universe. And he was metalhead. And I remember when I, unwrapped the gum. And I read the comic that was around the Bazooka Joe gum. He said a poem. He said, I metalhead, I rock real rough. My stereo speakers aren't loud enough. I love my friends. I like to be near them. I only wish that I could hear them. And I, for some reason, I've memorized that poem for no other reason other than I was a child. And I get hyper fixated on things. So you're a metalhead. You rock real rough. My favorite Iron Maiden song is the one that goes and the one that goes afraid to shoot strangers, the one about being afraid to shoot strangers. Those are the two I remember more than anything from your car, Curtis. This is from listening to you. Curtis and I are very close, and he likes Iron Maiden, and I make fun of that. And my favorite band is The Cure. And boy, that there's nothing to make fun of there. So, all right. Thank you for the call, Curtis. In between days. Oh, kids. So I've got in my notebook a bunch of half ideas that won't... hush, baby. I got some half ideas that won't make a full segment. I still think they're good ideas, but I got to do them all together to make a full segment. These are just... Okay, I just wrote down this in the show notes. Powdered sugar sucks. Bracket beignets, close bracket. That's what I wrote. I wrote that a month ago. Yeah, man, powdered sugar does suck. You know what sucks? There aren't any blacksmiths anymore. Yeah, I mean, does powdered sugar even taste good? You're like, oh, I love beignets. No, you love the hot dough that came out of the oil. Yeah, no. Oh, okay. So that's the first one. Powdered sugar sucks. You know it sucks. There aren't any blacksmiths anymore. The stream. Okay, streaming services. Ooh, you ever notice? Why is it Andy Rooney time every time I do these? Have you ever noticed that the thing you want to watch is always on another streaming service, other than the ones you have? So, I signed up for Paramount Plus because I wanted to watch something. There's nothing on Paramount Plus. And half the time I click on the thing on Paramount Plus, it tells me title cannot be played right now. What are you doing, Paramount? Look, Paramount, you and I go way back. Kings Island Amusement Park used to be PKI, Paramount's Kings Island. That's why they had Klingons walking around the park, if you recall, for photo ops. Kapla and Good Journey. So they did a lot. They brought the original Wayne's World AMC Pacer to the park. It was so fun to see that car. So Paramount, you and I, you have some credit built up with me. All right? Paramount Season 1. Paramount, the first 5 episodes of Yellowstone, amazing. Then it went off the rails and became a beef commercial. And it was just, yeah, it was just buy our steaks. Honestly, when I left Yellowstone behind and it stopped being a part of my week, I started hating the people that like it. The people that really like it, I just hate them. I was at Cracker Barrel 2 days ago having dinner with my family. And everything in Cracker Barrel that isn't like for your grandma's sitting room, it has the Dutton Ranch on it. Where was I going with this? Yeah, Paramount Plus sucks. All right, that's, yeah. Don't get Paramount Plus. Here's another one. I was watching Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Now, I have British listeners. That's what the algorithm tells me. Philosopher's Stone, I get it. I was watching the first Harry Potter, and throughout the entire movie, it's someone going, huh? You don't know that? When Harry Potter doesn't know something. Yeah, I was living under the stairs. We didn't get magic info underneath the stairs. Is what the whole time they go, oh, you don't know that? And he kind of like sheepishly looks at his shoes and goes, no, I guess I didn't. When the response should be, no, stairs! Stairs! I lived under the stairs! I can shout in the new studio. I'm not going to make a habit of it.
Why didn't he ever get upset?
Oh. All right. Here's the last one. People who ask for recommendations on the internet, it's one thing. You can Google and find out that information. But if I'm in Philadelphia, and I say to the ether on my socials, where is the best cheesesteak? I'm going to maybe get people's opinion about where the best cheesesteak is.
Do not be the person who writes, mine, the one I make. Are you going to make it for me while I'm in town? No? Then just say Pat's or Gino's.
Mine. Hey, where's a good place to get lasagna? My house. My make the best lasagna. Are you making lasagna? No. My girlfriend. She sings better than Ariana Grande.
No, she doesn't.
I think this is going to be a new segment. Is half cooked ideas all jammed together. It felt good. It was visceral.
Oh, we got a tweet from Andrea. Hey, Andrea. Andrea tweets, read this tweet on air in your best Andrea voice.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Newman. It's Andrea. I'm waiting to have dinner with friends at my favorite pizza place, Community Pie in fabulous downtown Chattanooga. What's your favorite pizza place and why?
How was my Andrea impression? Was it good?
Andrea, thank you for tweeting at me. I'm still doing the Andrea voice.
My favorite pizza in the whole world is a place in New Haven, Connecticut called Frank Pepe's. I have driven to Connecticut way out of my way on multiple occasions. I went with my son twice when we're on the road. I used to be on the road and I would take my son sometimes. And I've been with my son twice. And then I brought my wife up there. And she said it was a basic pizza. And she's hanging by a thread after that. No, Frank Pepe's. I am not a pizza absolutist. You know, honestly, a Detroit style. They showed a Detroit style pizza last night on the Lions game. I like Detroit style. I like Neapolitan. I like Little Caesars. I like New Haven style. Of course, is my favorite. I like Chicago deep dish. I've had a lot of deep dish pizzas. I used to live in Illinois. Look, man, even when pizza's bad, it's still pretty good. I think Billy Baldwin said that in a movie once. Here in Lexington, everyone loves Goodfellas, but I'm a Jets man. I like Jets pizza. Stoner's pizza. I don't get it hardly. Stoner's pizza joint. Yeah, legalized marinara. That's what their t-shirts say. Stoner's pizza, that local pizza, Stoner's pizza joint is the best. But if I had my druthers, it would be New Haven style at Frank Pepe's in the Little Italy of New Haven, Connecticut, right outside of Yale University. But I got to get, what's Chattanooga style like? I get down to Chattanooga from time to time on my way down. Old Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Thank you, Andrea. Pizza time, pizza time. Let's go back to the notebook and see what I wrote down.
I wrote down, this is a conversation starter. I wrote down bedside water fountain and refrigerator. I have changed up my bedroom config. Amazon makes a lovely little water dispenser, and it just pumps water out of a hidden gallon jug of water. And it's just so pleasing to push the button and have my water right on my bedside table, just fresh water pumped right into the glass. My new thing, you can call it a New Year's resolution. My new thing is to drink like 12 ounces of water before I even get out of bed in the morning. Why are you doing that, baby Billy? Oh, I tell you, I don't drink enough water. And I've been having pee-pee problems ever since I almost died on that mountain. If you want to hear that story, Ice Cream Social, episode 1000. I've been, you know, conscious of my water intake as of late. I also, to show you I'm not that super serial about it, I have a new little mini fridge that can hold 3 cans. And I've got a Red Bull in those. So after I drink my water, I get to have a Red Bull. It's a little reward. It's about making concrete, tiny improvements. And pretty soon, you're going to wake up one day and be a better person. You're not going to be such a scumbag. You're not going to be such a maluk. A stronzo. You're not going to be such a stronz. Or, and hear me out, none of this matters and I could just make myself happy. I think that's more likely that none of this matters. I have strung together 2 amazing nights sleep. And it is a clean room. I sleep better in a clean room. It is pajamas. I do full old-timey button-down pajamas. I Dream of Jeannie pajamas. And a made bed that you pull back. You're just not jumping into an unmade bed. And cannabis. I'm telling you what. If I can string together one more night's sleep like this. Oh. And if you're having insomnia, I please. I'm not rubbing it in your face. But I am sleeping like a log. I slept so good I dreamt. That hasn't happened in a long time. I dreamt about the night I spent in a monastery in Spain. I didn't sleep good that night. It was an uncomfortable bed, and I was the top bunk of a bunk bed, which is stupid. Because the lady in the bottom bunk was like this Italian lady, and she was like, she and her husband, you're the bottom bunk. You weigh 90 pounds. I'm a Yeti. Don't make me climb up here. There's no ladder. That's not what I'm telling you. So in this monastery, I didn't fall asleep until like 5 a.m. And then at 6 a.m., they wake you up chanting. And I dreamt about that. And it's, oh, Domine. It was that kind of stuff. But more haunting and less like a goose like I did. And then I rolled over because I was like, I got times. And then one of the monks in English walks through the bedroom and sings, good morning, good morning. It's time to be on your way. So I guess it's just the Americans that sleep in. So I dreamt about that. I remember when I got to the monastery, I got real frustrated because I almost died. Got real frustrated because I broke three rules. I broke three rules immediately. I didn't know. You know what I felt like? Harry Potter. Like, I don't know. I live under the stairs. I don't know the rules of this monastery. What is this, the piano? Why isn't she talking? That's enough. All right, kids, that's going to do it for us at Newman the Podcast. This is a weird one. Is this my best work? No. It's the change of venue. I'm thrown off by the studio. What was supposed to make this better may have made it worse. But I can see outside, and I can see the snow's about to thaw. That old drip, drip, drip. this is gonna be fine. As soon as I'm done here, I'm gonna upload the episode so you can have it ASAP. I'm also going to go live on our Instagram at Newman the Podcast. I'm gonna broadcast live from the studio. If you can join those, if you see the notification, follow us on Instagram, you get the notification that they're live, you can jump on in and talk to us that way. That way you can see what we're doing over here. T-shirts, Newman the Podcast t-shirts. I'll put up the link soon. Call area code 518-350-9337 is our hotline. Call that hotline and leave us a voicemail. You can be anonymous. I won't say your name. About anything. That helps a lot. Sending a tweet like Andrea did, that helps a lot. Direct messages, I'll read anything. Just contact and I'll make it work. I am a primetime player. I'm the total package, remember? I'm a primetime player. All you got to do is throw the ball anywhere near me and I'm going to come up with it. So however you want to contact the show, contact the show. If you want to be a part of the live shows in the chat room or by joining the feed, that'd be great too. I just really enjoy doing this. And I'm proud of it most days. Not really this episode. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what we're getting done here. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. Look how far you've come. And you know what, baby? You're too hard on yourself. You have to stop. You're doing the best you can. Whether you think that or not, you're doing fine. You're doing what your energy allows. And if you can't do it, you can't do it. If you need to rest, you need to rest. If you need to find a way to silence your phone for making that doo-doo-doo-doo for no reason. It does it for no reason. I think it's when it connects it does that. It's fine. I have to vamp for 1 minute and 20 seconds. And dang it, I'm going to do it. This is a rambling, disjointed, not unlike presidential candidates on the stump. I don't know what's going to happen in New Hampshire. Why do they get to go first? Well, technically Iowa. That's a caucus! That's a caucus! The only caucus I like is Streptococcus. Remember it? When was the last time you had strep throat? Remember how many times they shoved that thing in your throat when you were a kid at the pediatrics office and they put it in that weird hockey puck, that red hockey puck? What are the throat cultures? I think they just... I used to get a throat culture like every other week. Now I haven't had throat culture in 25 years. There's no other podcast tackling that. Throat culture culture. Throat cancel culture. Come a chameleon is Throat Culture Club. All right, see you guys next week.